Well, welcome you back again to the Music and Ministry Podcast. We are starting it back up after kind of a long hiatus and just really going to take some questions and see what's on your mind and see if there's something that we can help people with. And that is really our purpose here at Music and Ministry, is to help worship leaders, to help pastors lead their people into the presence of the Lord and to figure out all the things that go along with that. So if you do have any questions, contact us. We've got our form on our website, musicandministry.co, or you can email us directly, musicandministryconference@gmail.com, and we will respond to you. And you may even get your question answered on a subsequent podcast like this one. So today's question comes from a pastor that I was talking with a few weeks ago, and he said, you know, we've got a new team. We're really kind of just getting going. And they're using multi-tracks to kind of be behind the band because they don't have any musicians yet, but they've got like six singers. And so how many of them should they have up on the stage at one time? Because they're having a hard time hearing themselves. And so they're like, do we need to buy more monitors, more speakers? And so my first question was, what style of music are you doing? Because that really does matter. Because if you're doing like a Southern gospel or a Black gospel kind of style, those are very vocal heavy. And so what that means is that the vocals are very important, more important than some of the other instrumentation. And so then you would fit in instruments around the voice. Whereas like top 40 worship songs, what's called CCM or contemporary Christian music, those spaces for additional vocals are taken up by instruments. That the notes that another vocalist would sing are actually being played by a guitar or a piano. And so you couldn't hear them even if you wanted to. And so, you know, they were doing CCM, top 40 stuff. So my answer was, as far as you being able to hear them in what you're doing, the max is going to be three. And you'll probably only be able to hear two. Now, once you think about it, that actually makes sense. And if you even go on to like a multitracks.com and look at all the background vocals and listen, most of those songs only have two background vocals. And you really can't even hear the third one unless you're really being critical with your listening. So that means even if you spend a bunch of money on monitors and in-ear monitors or floor wedges or however you're doing it so that those people can hear themselves, the reason why they can't hear themselves is the same reason why you can't hear them, is because there's no space. So you can spend thousands of dollars on all of that equipment and have them up there, but in the end, you're still not going to be able to hear them. Now, the next question is, why do you want more people on stage? And there are some great reasons, and lots of churches will have more people on stage than you can hear. And many sound people at even the biggest name churches will have a bunch of them up there, and then they are actively turning them off and turning them on based on which song it is. And so that's pretty confusing for us out in the crowd, or if you're watching a video of some church that you admire and you see, you know, 10 vocalists or 15 vocalists, and you're like, well, they're doing it. Well, what you're seeing is not matching up with what you're hearing. So what are the reasons why you would want to have more people on stage? First of all, is that sometimes more people means that they're adding a supply. That by them being up on stage, people are wanting to worship more than if those same people were in the congregation worshiping. Other churches, it's kind of a demographic thing. They want people in their congregation to be represented on stage. And so they will intentionally pick somebody who's a little older, someone who represents an ethnic group. They'll have a male, they'll have a female, they'll have somebody young up there. And it's less about being heard and more about being seen. So you would want to know the answer to that question, because it might be better that you rotate people on and off your team, or some people sound good together and others don't, or you know, maybe one of those vocalists would make a great sound person, or maybe they need to be volunteering in the nursery every other week. So those are some things to think about. And for this pastor, they were excited because they kind of had a vision of having multiple teams and really rotating those people on and off. And hey, it saved them thousands of dollars of having to buy equipment. Well, I hope that helps you feel comforted if you're wondering why you can't hear your other vocals, or you know, just gives you a framework to work from as when you're making your team and deciding how many people you want to have up there. And if you have any questions, that's what we're here for. We're here to help. And we've got some exciting things coming up. We've been putting a lot of work into making some webinars, which will be a longer series of classes, because we end up going to all of these churches and teaching at conferences. and people are looking for more. But, you know, sometimes it's a matter of time and focus. And so these podcasts are pretty short, whereas these webinars would be more like a class, and they would be, you know, over multiple weeks and have materials and those kind of things. So be on the lookout for that. If there's anything we can ever do for you, please don't hesitate to ask. Until next time, God bless and have a fantastic week.